3255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Become a Christian spiritual conduit, not a reservoir.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, why they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. First of all, the number to call is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would you like to talk about the effort to disarm the American people using the tragedy that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, exploiting the death of those children? And when the president, with tears in his eyes, says, why, certainly gun control isn't the best thing, but if we could save the life of just one child, shouldn't we try? But he's not worried about the 2,000 children who are aborted every day, who will never laugh or cry or be happy at all, or never run. No, he's not concerned about the thousands of innocent children that we've slaughtered, or we have slaughtered over there in Syria because we're paying. We are paying, certainly, for this revolutionary, this civil war over there. This isn't a civil war. Certainly, many of the troops are coming in from Libya. They're coming in from Tunisia. They're coming in from Saudi Arabia. They're coming from Egypt. They're being paid. Many of them are Al-Qaeda. We're financing the Al-Qaeda terrorists over there. We're killing the civilians and the helpless little children there in Syria. But we don't see Barack Obama weeping about that. We don't see him weeping about the hundreds of civilians, many of them children, who've been killed in Pakistan by his drone attacks. And basically, of course, we just fly our drones over and somebody says there's something going on. And we simply use bombs or laser-guided missiles and we kill the civilians. And the Pakistani people, for some reason, are upset just because we're killing so many innocent civilians over there in Pakistan. But, of course, after all, we're giving the leaders there a lot of money, and so they go right along with it. No, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see President Barack Obama talking about maybe we ought to try to save the lives of those children. Well, what's going on as far as Sandy Hook Elementary School is simply an effort to justify, we don't want to take away the weapons. All we want to do is force you to have insurance. Or we want you just to register all the weapons and have background checks. Ladies and gentlemen, they want the names of the people who have weapons so they can collect them. That's just what they did. I said it down in New Orleans during the Katrina. They had their people going door to door and saying, we know you have the weapons. We got these lists from the gun stores. We want your weapons or we're coming in to get them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they did at Katrina. They knew the names of the people who had the guns, and that's why they don't care about registration. They want to have a list of the names of the gun owners so they can collect the guns, but because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. We've installed dictators in countries all throughout the world. We recently installed certainly Morsi in Egypt, but we installed Fidel Castro in Cuba. That's what most Americans don't know. And if you doubt that, you need to get my DVD. It's called The World Revolution, where I actually interview the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. Ambassador Smith is the only billionaire I ever interviewed. He was very gracious to me. And he said, well, I knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew, the president knew, the CIA knew, everybody knew Fidel Castro was a communist. And we installed him. And why would we have done that? Why ask why David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller? And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. On page 405, he tells about the secret cabal he's a member of. And then, of course, elsewhere, he talks about how his daughters go down regularly to visit with Fidel Castro. Why do you think David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday, and you call in, ask anything you'd like to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Jay calling from Tri-City, Washington, wanted to know my view on the pre-tribulation rapture. And certainly some members of her family believe in it and others don't. Her mother believes that the Lord could come at any time, and I believe that's true. But I do believe, of course, that we do not know. I believe that the pre-tribulation rapture belief has neutralized the majority of the Christians in the United States. I believe this is a relatively new thesis. It came up sometime in the middle of the 1800s, and it has effectively convinced most Christians we don't have to be involved because we are not of this earth, and we're going to get whisked out of here before anything bad happens. And I hope and pray they're right. But I'm not going to bet everything on it. My job is to warn Christians and point out that the rapture could come 30 or 40 years after America as a nation has fallen. I don't see any place in the scriptures that describes the United States and the fact that we're going to have a pre-tribulation rapture. Jay, does that answer your question for you?
Yes, it sure does. My father always talks about dispensationalism, and he's against it. And so I'm just kind of stuck in between. And so I'm just going to just read my Bible and just trust in him and take care of the family and just hold on tight for the ride, I suppose.
Well, basically, each one of us is called to do certain things. How many children do you have, Jay?
I have two teenagers.
All right, fine. Well, you look after those two teenagers. It's the men who should be involved in the front lines of this battle. Women are supposed to take care of the home and of course, counsel their husbands and keep them in line, which is what my wife does with me. But that's all right. We love one another. I couldn't do what I do without her. And she is an important part of my ministry.
Yes. Well, God bless you, and I listen to you every night, and I pray for you and your ministry, and you just take care. Have a good evening.
God bless, and thanks very much, and I really covet your prayers. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And suddenly I opened the program just simply by talking about how we're installing dictators throughout the world. Most Americans don't understand that the Soviet Union was financed from its very inception by the major banks here in the United States and wealthy capitalists here in the United States. They wanted an enemy. They knew very well it was a matter of perception. You had to get the American people to believe that there was an enemy overseas, so we would be willing, of course, to expand our military. Now, our founding fathers did not want a powerful military in the United States. They did not want a standing army. And we would have some officers, but we wouldn't have a standing army. We were going to waste our money suddenly hiring a lot of military people to run around. And because they knew very well, of course, if you had a standing army, eventually you would have a tyrant who would use that army for his own purposes. Now, whether they foresaw what's coming on today, I don't think they really understood the globalist movement, at least most of them didn't, or how American military would be used, certainly to bring about this one world government. But to course, what's going on today is they are this small group that has captured control of our government, the so-called invisible government, but our unelected rulers or Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will. Basically, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to overthrow legitimate governments throughout the world and bring in dictatorial governments. That's what we've done time and time again. That's the story of Iran. Basically, the Iranian people elected a president. His name was Mossadegh. And we threw him out in 1953. He was a loyal Iranian. He wanted what was best for the people of Iran, and we overthrew him. And then, of course, we installed the Shah, who was a dictator, and then we replaced the Shah in 1979 with the mullahs. And we actually installed the mullahs in Iraq, and you can go back and read at that time about how we did that. The CIA had been keeping the Ayatollah Khomeini over in Paris, and they kept him there for many years, living in Oriental luxury. And then as we overthrew the Shah of Iran in 1979, we installed the Ayatollahs, and all this fall-to-roll about the hostage crisis, ladies and gentlemen. The people wanted, Iran wanted to return our hostages, and we wouldn't let them. That's what Congressman George Hansen found out when he went over there, and this is what he told me on this very radio program. Of course, they went after him. They sent him to prison. They harassed him for 10 years. Why? Because he told the truth. Then, of course, the Iranians were desperate to get rid of our prisoners. They wanted to turn them over under the Carter administration. And, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush actually flew over to Paris in a Blackbird plane and actually told the Iranians, do not release the hostages. Do not release them until Ronald Reagan becomes president. How do I know? How do I really know that happened? Because I spent a fair amount of time with a fellow named Gunther Rusbacher. Gunther Rusbacher, you can look him up on the internet. He was sort of a James Bond figure. And Gunther Rusbacher actually told me personally that he had flown George Herbert Walker Bush to Paris in a Blackbird and threw him black and all in the same afternoon. And nobody ever knew he went over there. And they promised the Iranians all sorts of advantages if they just hold the hostages until Ronald Reagan was elected president. And, of course, shortly after Ronald Reagan was elected president, the son of a friend of the Bush family tried to kill Ronald Reagan. He got the message. And after that, George Herbert Walker Bush ran the United States. Well, my telephone number is, oh, it looks like our lines are filling up right now. We've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bill, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering about what you thought in terms of any nation that has U.S. bases in their country, which, I mean, there's been various movements at one time or another, such as in Japan. There's been people that have tried to push for the U.S. to leave their country with the various bases in Okinawa and the planes that fly over the people and a lot of the noise, a lot of the same things that occur within the U.S. that also would lead people to believe that the U.S. is also occupied as a part of the Northern Command. But they have the Pacificom in Japan, and I'm just wondering about, do you think that any country that has a U.S. base in the country de facto makes that country a puppet of U.S. power?
Because absolutely, absolutely. We have over 35,000 troops in Japan permanently stationed. This is an occupied nation. Why do you think Japan suddenly is buying up all of our debt when they're having all the financial problems of their own? I think they're the second largest holder of American treasury bonds at the present time. They do what they're told to do. And their parliament over there is simply a figurehead. The same thing is true with Germany. We control Germany. We have 45,000 troops in Germany. Why do we still have 45,000 troops in Germany? Nobody ever asks. Who are we defending Germany against? We're defending them against the German people who want a different government, who want a government that represents them, not the globalist interests of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And we have 11,000 troops in Great Britain, 11,000 troops in Italy. And we're sending troops now into 35 African nations. Why are we sending troops into 35 African nations? Because we want to control Africa. That's what it's about in preparation for the world government. Anything else?
Yeah, and then France goes along with as a minor colonial power because all of these powers, such as Britain and France and Germany, are not as big as an empire as the U.S. anymore.
Well, remember, of course, America and England act together. We are really one as far as our foreign and domestic policies. They're all offshoots of this secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. France and England is the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they have comparable groups in every one of the Commonwealth nations or major Commonwealth nations. And then, of course, we have the Council on Foreign Relations here. They have the Trilateral Commission in both nations, the Bilderbergers in both nations. And over there in Europe, of course, they have the Club of Rome, which ties into England. But America and England are simply bound together. France is certainly an outsider, but they do what they're told to do, and we give them little bones from time to time, letting them certainly be the country that's going out to war in Mali. But believe me, they're simply acting as a surrogate from the United States. Anything else, Dee?
And even the military is able to bribe the politicians in the United States on a local level. Like in Alex Jones' Road to Tyranny, it shows how the police chief didn't want the special forces doing a drill downtown. And so what started happening was they started making phone calls to the city council members to bribe them and undermine the authority of the police chief.
I'm sure they do that thing all the time. Bill, thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there. Well, it's not too bad. The weather's pretty mild. Obamacare, as I mentioned last week, is coming like gangbusters to Idaho. And yesterday there was a real raucous meeting in the Senate chambers, apparently down in Boise, and they're considering what's called Senate Bill 1042, and that bill should be stopped at all costs, because if implemented, it will implement a Obamacare-style health exchange in the state of Idaho.
And I hope you don't get one. There are a number of states that are saying we don't want it. What we've got to do, and I hope that you and the other people living in Idaho will start replacing those people in your legislature who are hardcore socialists. Certainly the Obamacare is a socialist medical care program that is going to be a disaster. It's designed, of course, to bankrupt this country. But then this, what would you expect from a Barack Hussein Obama, who was not raised in America? You can go onto my internet and see one of the interviews where he talks about his Muslim faith. We can see the pictures of him bowing down before the King of Saudi Arabia. Barack Hussein Obama is using a fraudulent draft card. He has certainly a fraudulent birth certificate. He certainly is using a fraudulent Social Security number. And the fact most people don't know that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But he is hell-bent upon bankrupting our nation. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our open line Wednesday, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We just had Dee on the line. Dee was calling in from Idaho. And apparently, why they're trying to get through a state exchange in Idaho. And basically what these exchanges are, the federal government wants each state to set up an insurance exchange where people can go and buy health care insurance. And then, of course, they will be involved in not only running the exchange, but in subsidizing this in case people can't come up with enough money. And basically, there are a number of states that have already said, we're not going to go along with this. We don't have to, and according to the law, it's up to the state whether they want to set up an exchange or not. And a number of our states, and I know Texas specifically, has said, this is your program. We don't think it's a good program. We don't want Obamacare. We can't do anything about it. We certainly don't have to cooperate with you. And we're not going to set up an exchange in Texas. Well, that was Rick Perry, and I was rather proud of him on that. And other states are doing the same thing. I just hope there can be enough influence in Idaho, and you need to get involved, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And in the case of Obamacare, this is designed to kill off the elderly. Certainly, your doctor will not be able to provide health care as he sees fit. It will all be done by the same bureaucrats that have designed so many of the disastrous policies that we have engulfed in, like, for instance, funding the overthrow of the existing government in Egypt and imposing a ruthless tyrant named Morsi, who incidentally was trained at USC in Southern California. Isn't that a coincidence? He is now the dictator of Egypt. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we have calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming, Frank from the blacksmith shop there. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Well, greetings, Doc, and Happy New Year.
Now, do you hear our program there in the morning? Is it the morning program out of Johnstown, Colorado?
Yeah, it comes in here on the south side of Cheyenne at 8 o'clock.
Good. I'm so glad at least it's getting that far. And, of course, you can listen to our other programs on the afternoon on the shortwave. The second hour is shortwave, and then, of course, on the Internet or iPad or iPhone, all of those programs are available. But anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, are you back on shortwave now?
Yes, we are. The second hour, 3.195, I think it is. That's it would be Mountain Time, too.
Yes, sir.
That would be 5 o'clock. We do have a program, I think it's 3.195 megahertz.
Oh, I'll find it. I got an analog transmitter.
Okay, very good. No, basically, there's WWCR. It was costing us $5,000 a month for shortwave, but I didn't want to give it up altogether, and so we do have that one afternoon program. We got a lot of listeners up there in Canada to that shortwave, but go right ahead.
Oh, great. I'll tune in. Well, I just called to give you a report on Wyoming, supposedly the most conservative state in the union. Unfortunately, it's controlled by the Republican Party, which is a bunch of rhinos. And that's why I'm a member of the Constitution Party and the county chairman here in Cheyenne for the Constitution Party. We've got a couple of bills in state legislature that are worthy of note.
Well, what are they?
Firearms Protection Act, which is HB 104, which would prohibit illegal federal activities infringing on the Second Amendment. It passed the House and it's now in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Unfortunately, they made the penalty. They changed it from a felony to a misdemeanor. I think personally, I think it should be hanging, but I'm not involved with it. And the second one is the Liberty Preservation Act, which is House Bill 114, which nullifies the unconstitutional provision of the Defense Reauthorization Act. And it's in the House General File right now, and we've got to get it out and on the floor and get it passed. But our rhino governor has said that he doesn't think that passing laws against the federal government's unconstitutional actions are really good, that instead we ought to pass a resolution or have a press conference.
Well, obviously, see, you have to understand, I'm sure you all do understand, Frank, that the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that we have a subversive element in Washington, D.C., and some of those subversives are working at the highest levels of not only the Democrat Party, but of the Republican Party. They've taken over both of our political parties, and we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the presidential candidate of their choice. And I'm sure you've heard me say it before, but you'll hear me say it again. Between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. There was only 87 members at the highest. Of course, once they get into government, they have to drop out of the Trilateral Commission, but they're still under their control. And when Barack Obama became president, he picked 11 of those 87 people, some Canadians, pardon me, part of the 87 are Canadians and Mexicans. There's not very many Americans, maybe 70. But they were 11 of the people who surrounded him, and that's where John Kerry came from. Hold on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking to Frank from Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you're out there, give us a call. It's Open Line Wednesday, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go right now to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. I've got a head cold here, but our weather goes up and down so much, it's hard not to.
Well, are you taking vitamin D supplements?
I've had kidney stones.
You want to take your vitamin D, basically. I mean, you ought to be taking 10,000 units of vitamin D vitamin D basically boosts your immune system, and you probably wouldn't have kidney stones if you, you know, if you'd been taking vitamin D all along. And basically, you need to be taking vitamin D because, of course, this boosts your immune system, and you don't tend to come down with these things. And suddenly, how bad are the kidney stones?
I've passed two and had four of them blasted out. That's one thing. I wish they'd go back to the old water treatment where you're immersed in a water tank and you hear sound that way. I guess someone sued them or something, and now they have these little wands that kind of go tick, 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 tick against the side of you. It takes forever, and it costs a lot. The first time I went in the water tank, they put me like in a saddle and a water tank as big as a VW van, and it went boom, 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 like that. Within a half hour, the stone was turned to mud, and I just peed the mud out of it.
It's amazing. Well, anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line on Wednesday. Give us a call, and we're talking to Bruce from Durham, Michigan. Do you have anything, a topic you'd like to talk about, Bruce?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was told to take magnesium and B6 for stone, and to limit my salt and drink lots of water. That's one thing I've been doing religiously. It's been a couple of years since I've had any. By the grace of God, I won't have any more.
Well, I hope you won't either.
All right. Whenever Melody Cedarstrom is on there, I want to ask her international question, but she doesn't seem like an international kind of expert. I wonder if you've ever heard anything about this. A friend of mine said that he heard that Libya had the 16th largest gold reserve in the world, and that's why they went after Libya, because they wanted their gold. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard that they had very large gold reserves. Yeah. I don't know that the 16th, in fact, I thought that they had a tremendous amount of gold, and certainly everybody made fun of the fellow Gaddafi in Libya, but he was a good ruler. He was certainly very dramatic, and he dressed up in funny clothes. But basically, the people liked him. They were prosperous. The vast majority of the people were doing very well. Yes, he was a dictator, but he was a benevolent dictator. And as long as you didn't cross him, things went very well, and the country prospered. And that's why we destroyed him. We destroyed him, and now we've created a new government there that is going to be totally chaotic. Of course, it's now a radical Islamic, and of course, Libya is turning into the part of this whole Muslim Brotherhood. And they're, one of these days, they're uniting all of the Muslim countries under the Muslim Brotherhood, and they will be a united force against America when this great battle comes on. And whether America will last through that, I don't know. I know that very well, that America as a nation is going to be destroyed. And
you know,
we know that because, of course, if you read the scriptures, you find out that Babylon is destroyed. And basically what they're talking about is, I believe, New York City, the center of all finance in the world, and it's going to be destroyed. How it's going to come about, I don't know. But basically, I think it was a terrible mistake for us to overthrow Gaddafi. Go ahead.
There was a book when I was a kid back in the early 60s, I think it was called A Last Babylon. It talked about America being the Babylon. And then just recently here, since like the late 80s, a man named R.H. Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S, wrote a book called America, the Babylon. He gives some 85 reasons why he believes America is Babylon.
Well, basically, of course,
a whole bunch of different reasons.
Well, that term, A Last Babylon, actually comes from the Bible, and you can actually see it. You can look it up in many places. They will use that very phrase, A Last Babylon.
I got your video on the EMP attack by Ambassador Cooper, and halfway through it, I just started thinking, you know, if they really want to declare martial law, what an ideal way to do it, you know, instead of, riots or something like that, or the economy, if they allowed a country like Iran or someone else to hurt us sufficiently, they could declare martial law and never lift it.
You're absolutely right. And this is my fear, is that there is going to be an EMP attack on America. And whether this will be planned by our leaders, whether it'll be a phony one, whether it'll be a real one because basically, of course, Russia and China and certainly Iran and Pakistan and Venezuela are all practicing EMP attacks on America.
Okay, one other question. I'll let someone else call. Have you heard anything about Chavez? What's going on with him? It's been more than a month. Is he alive? Is he dead? I've checked the internet.
He's severely, severely impaired. And basically, he's certainly sending out directives at the time. But my understanding, he's over there in Cuba getting treatment at the present time. But he's still sending directives down to Venezuela. Okay.
Okay, well,
I think it's only a matter of time, though, before Chavez goes to his just rewards. And I think he's going to hell. Okay?
All right.
God bless. Hey, thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we get Dave calling from upstate New York. But our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And hi, Dave. How are we doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. What part of upstate New York are you in?
I'm from the Capital District, the Albany, Connecticut, Troy area.
Oh, sure. Well, we've got a station up there this time of night, so you're
the
radio station.
From Cherry Valley. That's near North Utica.
Okay, very good. It was late back there because it's 11, after 11 o'clock. We appreciate your listening, and do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I want your opinion on something. I was listening to this comment that Ron Paul had in regards to this Navy SEAL person who was killed. Can you please comment on that?
Well, now, which Navy SEAL person are you talking about specifically?
The one that was shot by a fellow veteran.
Okay, fine. This is the recent incident and here at home.
Yeah.
And he was actually out of the military, and he had gone, taken this fellow to a shooting range, and the fellow shot him. I don't know what to make of that. I mean, whether this was simply a deranged individual, whether this fellow, who had been certainly part of the special forces, knew something, I just don't know. I have a lot of questions in my mind. What do you think, Dave?
I don't know. I'm totally baffled because sounds like they're demonizing as to what, you know, Ron Paul's comment is. You know, Ron Paul said that, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. But I'm not quite sure what Ron Paul was trying to...
Well, but there is an element of truth to that. And basically, we have a lot of very courageous men who go into the military. Most of them think they're fighting for America. But they're involved and they learn how to kill. And so the whole purpose of the military is to kill people. And they're trained, and they come out of it, and I understand this man was really trying to help the man who killed him. But sometimes these things happen. I think it was a tragedy. But basically what we need to get our people in the military to understand is that our government has been taken over by a foreign element that is using the financial and military power of the United States to enslave the world. And people who care about America ought to very seriously think about either getting out of the military or trying to do something to stop this move towards the dictatorship, which is being promoted by our own military. And basically, if you want to get ahead in the U.S. military, you better go along with the agenda, because if you don't, they'll get rid of you.
You know, Dr. Stan, this is one comment that I have. As far as I'm concerned, that the majority of the military people don't have a full understanding as to what our government's up to.
You're absolutely right. Most of our military people are dedicated patriots. They believe in the dream of America. They believe in the America that you and I believe in. They don't understand that the military has been taken over by the dark side.
And the way the media is portraying this, they're demonizing people like Ron Paul and who's the other gentleman, the former governor of Minnesota?
Jesse Ventura.
Exactly.
Anyway, but we have good people on our side, and I believe there's a growing awareness, and I'm guardedly optimistic. But recognize, of course, this truly is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
All right, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Let's go now to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. On your last topic there, Ron Paul, to me, he's a clown. You know, I thought he was, his comment, live by the sword, die by the sword. This is fine if it's the enemy's sword, but if it's the sword of the people who are on your side, there's a problem there. But my comment is, 2 weeks ago, the lead story in the Washington Post was House votes to remove death threat. Now, I'm assuming they mean the House of Representatives. Cut it short, you know, people, representatives, we don't want to mix their minds up, but the problem is it suspends the nation's legal limit on borrowing for the next 4 months. We set aside this the law that would prevent spending, the debt ceiling here, for 4 months. Now, the Senate, oh, they're okay with it. Sure, they're okay with it. And even President Obama said he's not going to stand in the way. No, because they're all corporate puppets, the House and the Senate, and even him. He's the biggest clown.
Well, I think, Tim, I share your concern. What, unfortunately, we are up against a situation where the leadership of both the Democrat and Republican Party are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And rather than simply, basically, if they were to cut back on spending, there would be terrible problems, but we could get back to a sound financial basis. If we continue expanding the monetary supply, and remember, of course, certainly when Bill Gates, they did an analysis certainly of our debt, and in 1980 we had $1 trillion in debt. By the time that Ronald Reagan left the office presidency, we had a $2.7 trillion in debt. When suddenly George W. Bush became president, we had a $5.7 trillion in debt. When he left, we had a $10.7 trillion in debt. And in 4 years, we went from 10.7 to $16.4 trillion in debt under Obama. In other words, we almost got twice as much debt under Obama as we did under George W. Bush. But this is going to bankrupt our nation, and that's what it is all designed to do, is to bankrupt our nation. And suddenly extending the debt here now for another few months, well, basically we already have a $16.4 trillion in debt, and that is certainly not calculated properly. If you actually go up on the internet and look up what we really are, you'll find out the real national debt, at least according to the gentleman who's actually calculated this, is actually $84 trillion or $85 trillion. There's no way that debt will ever be paid off, and we got real problems. And we are simply going to go bankrupt. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, and they're going to end up impoverishing our people.
Well, one other comment, Dr. Stan, regarding the flu. Vitamin D boosts levels of cathelicidin. It's a powerful germ-killing agent produced by your own body's immune cells. So definitely get a lot of vitamin D in your system.
And basically, we are taking about 10,000 units of vitamin D at the present time every day. And I think everybody ought to be doing that. And so we get that from Radio Liberty. But, oh, you can get it through your local store. I don't care where you get it from. But we offer vitamin D3, we think it's great, and we personally take it ourselves, and this is how one of the major things that you can do to fight off these infections. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine.
Good night,
God bless. And let's,
right.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. A couple of questions. How does California rate as far as the gun owner state? Is it really big time also?
Yeah, we've got all sorts of crazy rules and regulations here, and they can't get fully. The restrictions here on all sorts of things, but our gun laws are nowhere near as good as they are in many other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D3, can you take too much of that? How much per day, or is it several times
a day?
Of
course, you could take up to 50,000 units a day, probably for 3 or 4 or 5 months, and not get into any problem. I would not take over 50,000 units a day. More than 5 or 6 months. When I was in medical practice, I would prescribe 50,000 units of vitamin D twice a week for people who had suddenly calcium and magnesium deficiencies and problems. And I think that you're quite safe in taking at least 10,000 units a day indefinitely. And basically, of course, what happens is certainly that we see every winter there's a flu season. Why do people get the flu in the wintertime? Well, because they don't get sufficient vitamin D. And certainly then, of course, when we have the winter season here and we're getting flu, they don't get the flu down in Australia. Then, of course, when our summer comes, why we don't get the flu, and they get it in Australia, and I really believe it's all related to vitamin D, and you should be taking at least 10,000 units during the wintertime, 10,000 units a day, you know, because most of us aren't getting outside sufficiently. During the summer, I usually take it 5,000 units, but you need that to maintain not only your calcium metabolism, but it has to do with your immunity. It keeps you from getting ill.
Dr. Stan, you do a lot of talking about EMP. You must have done a lot of studying on that. Is that true?
Well, basically, I've read a lot about what other people have read, and basically, we actually have an excellent book, and it's certainly written by one of the gentlemen who'd been with the Defense Department for many years, and it's called A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken, and we've actually interviewed that. We have an excellent a CD set on EMP attack. We actually have a DVD on the thought of an EMP attack, and that's the talk, of course, that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our last conference. And then actually we have the 2004 report put out by the Congressional the Republicans, basically going into the real threat of an EMP attack and what it would do to America. I think this is one of the great dangers, and the fact that most people don't realize this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Dr. Stan, what do you think Obama's possible goals could be after his 4 years, or do you think there's a possibility of him staying in office under what condition?
No, I don't think so. Basically, Obama is simply a tool. And basically, of course, we focus our attention on Obama. He is simply was put into office by the establishment. I think that they rigged the last election, and there's a great deal to show that. And in fact, we'll be doing some more programs on how they doctored the results of the last election. But basically, they will have him here for 4 years. He will do terrible problems, and then we'll elect a Republican in 2016. He is simply a front for the people who rule the world. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, we'd appreciate if you suddenly give us a call, and we need your financial help so that we can continue financing this network of over 50 radio stations, where at least once a week, people are hearing the truth. We've got Herman on the telephone, and Herman, did you have a question for us?
Yes, just a quick one. I know you've talked about alibi addicts before, but we've got these flu bugs running around, and I can vouch for the fact that alibi addict is a wonderful product. Maybe you can mention to the audience a little bit about it.
All right. Well, alibi addict is basically a combination of oil of oregano, of garlic, and, of course, of oil of elderberry and one other substance. And all of these help to boost the immune system, and we offer it. We ordinarily tell people if they start to come down with symptoms, to start taking two of them every 4 hours, and to take that along with vitamin D3 every 4 hours until the symptoms clear. This is what I do, and as you know, Herman, I've been doing this for, well, close to 20 years. I've never lost a day because of the flu here. I've had other surgeries, but I've never lost a day because of flu. Begin any time I start to come down with the flu or cold, why, I take the alibiotic and the vitamin D3, and we just persevere. And so I'm so glad it helped you.
Well, about 2 years ago at your annual conference, I met a man from Louisiana. He works in the emergency room for many years of the hospital there, plus in the state prison system in the hospital at the same time. And he said in 20 years he had never gotten a cold. And he also takes large amounts of vitamin D, so, or D3. So that's just anecdotal, but folks, it's really hard out there this year. So
okay, well, I appreciate that. Of course, you can get the alibiotic and the vitamin D3 from us if you'd like by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. In fact, we carry all sorts of things that usually just to help to subsidize what we do. We have the Berkey water filter, certainly. We have certainly the Miracle 2 soap products, and one of them is I wouldn't be without is the Miracle 2 gel, which, of course, does all sorts of things as far as cuts and burns and the herpes and all sorts of things that certainly, for whatever reason, it seems to help a great deal. And then, of course, we are now carrying a group of spices. We've used them for 20 years. We finally got the idea. Why do we offer them to our people? And a number of people have ordered the spices, and they seem to be very happy with them. And whether it be Mexican spices or whether it be a soup blend, we have about 8 products, and you can learn about them by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to spice up your life and spice up your cooking, why, give us a call. And so basically, of course, we have all sorts of books, and we have all sorts of tape sets, and we have all sorts of CDs, and we have all sorts of DVDs. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But we hope many of you, if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will want to get a copy of it. And of course, if you've read it and you agree and you're in a position, we hope you'll get a case of the books. We're over a third of our way towards it, getting enough support so we can reprint the book. If you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, which I think is one of the finest books to explains what's really going on today. and who is behind everything going on, and what you can do to be effective in this battle, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and for a suggested gift of $149.95, you can go ahead and get the 64 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you can get people to read it, it will change their lives forever. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour, right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Preston Bailey. We're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. And most people really don't understand what is going on today. We look at so many of the conflicts we see in society, we see America changing, and we don't understand why these things are taking place. We find, for instance, that Israel recently released over 1,000 terrorists, convicted terrorists. Over 400 of them were murderers, and some of them were multiple murderers. And they released over 1,000 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Why in heaven's name would anybody in their right mind do something like that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that the people over in Israel are crazy. It is the fact that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is certainly distorted because we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We're losing that battle because our ministers don't understand what's going on, or a few of them do, and certainly some of the great ministers we have, people like Erwin Lutzer, we admire so very much, and other ministers who are on the front lines of this battle, but basically so many of the ministers don't understand. We're in a struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men, and there really is organized evil out there. And with that as a background, Dr. Bailey, Pastor Bailey, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your concerns?
Yes, I've been a pastor for 35 years. I'm also a Christian clinical psychologist. I'm really concerned because I believe that we are in the last days. I think that we're in such a strong demonic battle that most Christians don't seem to realize it for some reason.
Well, they don't realize it because nobody's explaining it to them. If they were being explained, if this was being discussed by their ministers, why, they would understand it. But as long as they're never hearing it, it sounds so foreign.
Well, I counsel a number of people that are coming out of the cult, that are coming out of New World Order organizations like the Illuminati, and of course they all become Christians, and they're coming out. But most of them tell me that the church today is not a threat to the devil.
And that is a tragic commentary, but I fear that's correct.
Yes, it really bothers me, but churches today are more concerned about political correctness and offending people than they are in promoting the truth. Only the truth sets a country free.
I agree with you totally. Well, Pastor, are you on a regular hardline telephone, or are you on a headset or telephone?
I'm on a regular hardline telephone.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to ask my producer to call you back, because I think what you're saying is so vitally important. And I want our listeners to hear that. So if you wouldn't mind simply hanging up, I'm going to ask Herman just to give you a call right back so we get a better line, okay? Okay, Herman, please go ahead and call Pastor Bailey back. Hope we get a better line, because I think what he's saying is so vitally important. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Preston Bailey. Well, Pastor Bailey, are you back there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fine. Well, you go right ahead. You were just telling us, certainly, that you recognize the spirits of battle and the fact that most people really don't seem to understand what's going on. Go right ahead.
Yes. You know, I'm a preacher's kid. My father was a pastor since he was 18. So I was raised in the church my whole life. Since I was a child, I heard all of these eschatological preachers and evangelists talking about the second coming of Christ and the last days. And I heard my whole life Christians say, I'll never take the mark of the beast, and I'll die first, and all of this. But in Texas, in the state of Texas, in the school system, each of the students have an identification card with an RFID chip in it. And only one student has refused to wear that card, and they were suspended for refusing not to wear it because she was a Christian. But in the great state of Texas, which is the Bible Belt, some of the largest churches are there in Texas. In fact, the largest church in America is in Texas, and only one Christian family refused to wear that RFID chip. Now, I think that's bad.
Well, basically, this may be the mark of the beast. It may be assimilation of the mark of the beast. But we just don't know what form it's going to be in, because it's supposed to be on the right hand and the forehead. But, of course, this is all leading us towards this, where everybody is numbered from the cradle to the grave, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Preston Bailey. He's a pastor, and basically he's talking about the fact that certainly everybody is numbered today. And in the state of Texas, why, of course, they were requiring that everybody would carry would wear an identification card with an ISDN chip in it, and there was only one student in all of Texas who refused to wear that card, saying that they felt it was the mark of the beast. And basically, only one student in all of Texas, of course, they were expelled from school. The parents were certainly behind their daughter's decision. I don't know whether this is the mark of the beast or not, but we do know we're getting very close to it. And we do know, of course, we're all to be numbered. And basically, we all are numbered. Everybody has a Social Security number. Now they tell us, of course, the mark of the beast will be on our right hand or on our forehead. But we know that there are people out there and planning on implementing these diabolical control over the lives and the souls of our people. Dr. Bailey or Preston Bailey, please go right ahead.
Yes. Now, of course, I don't think that that ID card is the mark of the beast, but I think it is a precursor. And the point is, Christians are not standing up. The Bible says very clearly, in the last days, there will be a falling away from the faith. Here in, I'm in Tampa, Florida, just down the street from Central Command for all the Middle East. What has created a big stir in the news is 5 months ago, here in Tampa, 17 countries with the U.S. military did a mock invasion downtown Tampa. One of them was Russia. There were a large number of helicopters, and they fired blank bullets out of the helicopter, and of course they flew low, and not only did they fly low, but in downtown Tampa, they had, in this mock invasion by air and by sea, they had military people come down, slide down ropes in helicopters, and they had a mock rescue of the mayor of Tampa.
Well, now, did they tell the people ahead of time what they were doing, that this was all simply simulated? Did the people of Tampa have any idea that this was simply a military exercise and not a real confrontation?
Most of the people really did not know. Just like in every city that this is going on, the U.S. government is not really informing the people very much at all. In fact, the same thing happened in Miami, Florida, and recently my sister lives in Houston, Texas, and they didn't give any warning there, and it scared the people half to death.
So this, and you have to ask yourself, why would they do that? Why couldn't they simply set up something on a military base to simulate this? Why would they go into the cities and not let the people know ahead of time what they were going to do? That doesn't make any sense, unless, of course, that they really want, of course, to really to get the people very, very confused. And I think this does lead to confusion, doesn't it?
Yes, and people were very confused in all of these cities that this has been happening in. When the news media goes and confronts people in the local police department or the U.S. military, they say this is just an urban warfare training exercise.
And that's fine, but they should let the people know ahead of time it is just a simulated exercise. Why would they intentionally frighten the people? They know what they're doing. This is not a mistake. This is done intentionally. Go right ahead.
Yes, I think that this is all preparing the people in the United States for a military-controlled country. I think what the government is saying is not really true. noted.
Well, I think that basically, of course, what most people don't understand is that most of the people in our military are loyal to America. They believe they're going throughout the world fighting for our country. Many of them have given their lives for our country. But they don't understand that the people who control our military, the people who control our government, we have an invisible government. And I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But these people certainly control the military and the banks and the corporations and both political parties and our educational system. They control the media and they control the religious ceremonies, religious centers, both Catholic and Protestant. And basically these, not very many of them, but they're very wealthy and very powerful, and they're the ones who are behind everything going on. And because they control the media, the average individual has no idea that they're certainly manipulating our minds. They control our minds, they control our reality, they form our tastes. Go right ahead.
Yes, I definitely agree with you, and your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is excellent. That describes the shadow government behind the government that is the force. The latest edition of the National Guard's official magazine called The Guard Experience, the cover of the National Guard magazine says, "The Threat at Home." And it said, "Who and what are the biggest dangers to Homeland Security?" Well, they go on and says, "The greatest threat to Homeland Security is America. It is American veterans. It is Christians. It is people that is the apple pie of America, the backbone of America that made America great." We probably remember last year in Missouri, from Washington D.C., they told the police, the local police officials in the state of Missouri, and it was publicized that they were to Homeland Security listed who was a threat to the United States. And it listed in an official Homeland Security document that look out for veterans, Christians, anyone with guns, anyone that's a Ron Paul supporter, anyone with certain bumper stickers. This is absurd. Our country, the leaders of our country, are getting ready to try to control the citizens. And in fact, on March the 16th, 2012, President Obama signed an executive order that gave him power to declare martial law in the guise of defending our country against terrorists. And I think we're right on the very verge of really losing our First Amendment rights. And Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, a Special Forces and former CIA Deputy Director, says the exact same thing. He says they're getting ready for an economic collapse in our country, and that they're going to cause the martial law.
Well, certainly I've heard some of the statements General Boykin has made. Do you have any means of reaching him? Do you know him at all?
I don't know him, but here in Tampa, many people remember General Schwarzkopf. He lives just down the street. General Petraeus used to just live down the street before he went to Washington. What is very upsetting is this. Here at Central Command in Tampa, Florida, the base commander of Central Command was just, I guess you could say, released of his command would be a nice way, or fired by Obama, because when asked, would he fire on American citizens, he, as a loyal Marine, said he would refuse to fire on American citizens. There was also several others who were asked politely to give a letter of resignation. Also, many people know Homeland Security has ordered 1.4 billion bullets. Now, that's not million, that's billion. Also in Tampa, Florida, is the headquarters for NOAA.
And I think it's important that those are the bullets which you're describing are not regular bullets. They're not hard, not regular bullets that you'd use for military. They're hollow nose bullets, the kind that you cannot use certainly in military warfare. These are the kind which you'd use for hunting. These are the ones that you'd use for killing human beings. And why would they order? It's almost almost 2 billion. I think they ordered another couple of 100,000. It's well over 1.5 billion bullets. Why would the Office of Homeland Security be doing that? Why would the Office of Homeland Security be purchasing massive amounts of dehydrated food? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know they have underground bases. If you don't believe that, go up on the internet and simply type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, underground bases. YouTube, Jesse Ventura, underground bases. We have this from a number of sources, and our good friend Bob Fletcher is putting out a DVD on this very soon. What do they know that we don't know? If you'd like to call us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pastor Bailey, go right ahead.
Yes. So you're exactly correct. Those bullets are designed to kill people, not just to injure them. So, in fact, those hollow point bullets are actually against the law. No citizen can no longer buy them anymore. But Homeland Security has also ordered over 3,000 traffic huts, the little bulletproof places that go in the middle of an intersection with a red and green light to stop traffic. They're used for stopping traffic, and every car is inspected. What is interesting is on October the 29th, 2012, Mayor Bloomberg warned New Yorkers that if they looted during Hurricane Sandy, they would be taken by National Guardsmen to internment camps. That's word for word what he said. They will be taken to internment camps. A leading U.S. Army document prepared by the Department of Defense, I have it, on their own stationery, they give shocking plan of it's called internment and resettlement operation. It was released by the Department of Defense, and I think that they are getting ready to open up these internment camps. People say that they don't exist. First of all, I have the actual blueprints for several of these internment camps. Also, I have personally been to some of these internment camps. One of my church members actually worked for FEMA and went inside of one of them. It was an empty camp, barbed wire all around the top of the fence. And he asked what this is. They just said, we're just required to keep this place manned 24 hours a day, and we're not told what it's for. I think that America is now getting very close to a police state. If you go to any airport, you're screened as if you're a terrorist. But the whole time we've had TSA, not a single terrorist has been caught. But what they don't tell you on the evening news is this. On the border between Mexico and the United States, about 500,000 illegal immigrants crossed the border from Mexico into the United States. But what they have not publicized, and I found this from Homeland Security records.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Preston Bailey. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Preston Bailey, and Sydney, he's talking about a lot of the things that are going on in America, which most people don't really like to think about. First of all, they have a network of internment camps here, and how many there are, we don't know. We do know that Sydney, Jesse Ventura has actually covered this in his programs, and you can go up on the internet and just type in YouTube Jesse Ventura FEMA camps, YouTube Jesse Ventura FEMA camps, and you'll see them. I know that Joel Skousen has actually seen some of them. He doesn't think there's perhaps as many as some people say, but he does believe that they exist, and you can certainly go to Joel's website and certainly get information on these internment camps. And then our good friend Bob Fletcher he's putting together a DVD on this, and he's done a lot of extensive studies. He's been inside certainly the internment camp they have in Colorado Springs, the one they have, the tunnels underneath the Denver airport. And Bob's a very, very meticulous researcher, and I think that certainly I'm looking forward to when this is completed. But there's no question that they've set up these internment camps. They've stocked them with food. That's why for 6 to 9 months, why, of course, the major distributors of freeze-dried food couldn't get freeze-dried food or couldn't get it in proper quantities or what they wanted. Why, of course, the FEMA is actually storing about 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. Why do they want all of that? Well, I think that they're planning certainly on all sorts of unrest in America, and I fear that much of this is being purchased to be used against the American citizens. People say that could never happen in America. Our military wouldn't go along with it, but believe me, if you are a military officer and you are loyal to our Constitution, you will be relieved of your command. This sort of thing is going on. It's not imaginary. It's very, very real. And furthermore, why, I have very little question that these things are very real, and you can check them out on the internet and find out. But the question is, what's the timetable? We don't know the timetable, but we do know these things are actually going on today, that there are the underground facilities, there are internment camps, above ground internment camps. They're well stocked with food, certainly, and they have certainly their own people who have no loyalty to America. And most of our military will do what they're told to. Some of them, of course, will refuse because their loyalty is to the Constitution and to America rather than to the internationalists who control the American military today. Go right ahead, Preston.
Well, what hasn't been publicized very well is that in the last 10 years, over 200 top scientists in the world have been murdered. Now, there's no question that they were murdered, but many of these scientists worked in a specific field of microbiology. Now, I think that's interesting. They worked on things that were genetic.
Now, I've heard references to the fact that there were a certain number of our scientists here in the United States were murdered. Where can we verify that, Sydney?
Number of them have been murdered in the United States, but they've also been murdered in Europe. There's actually a number of websites. InfoWars.com, and it will have an exact list of the dead scientists. You can also go to rense.com, and they also have a list.
These things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's not imaginary. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Pastor Bailey, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We live in very uncertain times, and the American people must begin preparing for this, certainly fiscally, but financially, but also spiritually. Go right ahead, Pastor Bailey.
Many people are familiar with Andrew Breitbart, and he died of a supposedly heart attack. The coroner that did his autopsy, Dr. Cormier, age 61, he went to Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, California, where Andrew Breitbart was pronounced dead. But the coroner that did his autopsy died of arsenic poison. What is interesting is...
Hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds incredible. Strange things happen in the world we live in today that you never, never hear about.
While a storm cloud gathers,
Thank you.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here, I guess, this evening, Pastor Preston Bailey. And Preston, before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, and certainly anything you'd like to tell them that they may be able to get through you?
Yes. My website is spiritualwarfarecenter.com. That's Spiritual Warfare Center, C-E-N-T-E-R. I wrote the book Spiritual Warfare, Defeating the Forces of Darkness. They can get it on Amazon, or they can go to my website and it'll take them directly there.
And one more time, what is your website?
SpiritualWarfareCenter.com.
All right, fine. Well, let's just see if we can find get our Herman on the line to hang on just a moment, and let's go. Herman, are you there?
Yes.
And you had met the coroner? Was this the coroner who did the autopsy on Breitbart?
Yes. I had a very strange encounter with him about 3 months before he died.
What is the significance of Breitbart? What had Breitbart done that was so strange, Pastor Bailey?
He made the mistake at a conservative meeting that he was getting ready to make a big announcement that would affect Washington, D.C.
All right, so he inferred that he had some information he was going to put out. I remember that. And so basically, Herman, you say you met the coroner who did the autopsy on Breitbart 3 months before the,
coroner died?
I
happened to be in Glendale, California. I attended services at Faith Center in Glendale, which is right next to Forest Lawn. And it was on a Sunday, and I went up after the services to the museum at the top of Forest Lawn, where the largest painting of the crucifixion in the world is hung in a building there. But they were shut down that day for a holiday, and there was nobody up there, even though the parking lot holds 2,000 cars, except one other car. There was an old church that's a reproduction of a church from England. And I walked through the garden there, and I was with a friend from the church, and here was this man sitting reading on a bench, and it turned out to be Cormier, and we engaged him in a long conversation, and he said that morning he got up and he felt a little bit depressed, and he prayed to God, and he said, you know, give me some encouragement today, and then we happened to have a book from published Dr. Scott's, Gene Scott's sermons that had just come out. And he was a faithful member of decades with, Cormier was, of John MacArthur's church, Grace to You. And he mentioned how 9 years before he had prayed and asked God to put him on the front lines. And with no experience, background in the coroner field, he was given that job. And he was excited to be able to witness to people. And this was 3 months before he himself was killed.
So basically, we live in a very, very complex world, and most people really don't put it all together. It's sort of like Jim Keith. And Jim Keith had written a book. It was called OK Bomb, and he was talking about Timothy McVeigh, the man who was actually was accused of having been responsible for the bombing of the Oklahoma building, the Murrah building in Oklahoma. And Jim Keith, in this book, he had quoted Jennifer McVeigh, Timothy McVeigh's sister, as saying that Timothy had told her that actually he was working surreptitiously with a secret special forces unit that was involved in illegal activity. This is what Jennifer McVeigh had told. Had made that public statement. She'd been told that by her brother, Timothy McVeigh. And, of course, then Jim Keith wrote that in his book, OK Bomb. Well, very shortly after that, Jim Keith dies under very mysterious circumstances after a minor surgical procedure, which those things can happen. He was a young man, but he did die. But shortly thereafter that, his publisher died. Well, that was a coincidence. And then shortly after that, his wife, Jim Keith's wife, died. By about that time, he began thinking maybe this just isn't all coincidence. Of course, Timothy McVeigh told the same story to his cellmate in prison in Colorado, a man David Hammer, who wrote a book called A Secret Worth Dying For. Timothy McVeigh told the same story to Terry Nichols, who was his serving life in prison. And Terry Nichols told it to his lawyer, Jesse Trentado, who told me, here are three people who attest all to what Timothy McVeigh had told him. He was working for a secret special forces team at the time that the Oklahoma City bombing was blown up, and 167 people, 167 and a half people, because they actually ended up with a leg that didn't belong to anybody in the building. And nobody knows who it was, but it looked like he was from the military, be that as it may. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I thank you for bringing up the subject tonight of spiritual warfare, and I wish that more pastors would be willing to tackle it, and I think some are afraid to do so because they know they will come under attack.
I'm afraid you're right. Thank you very much for being with us, Herman. Pastor Bailey, do you have any comment at all about what Herman was saying?
Yes, I understood that the coroner was a committed Christian. So I have no doubt about what he said as being true.
All right, fine. Let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I wonder if Dr. Bailey has a different opinion than you. I've heard you speak many times very negatively about the internment concentration camps. And I just wondered maybe what he thinks about that these could be part of the Obama health care plan.
All right, fine. But what are your thoughts about the concentration camps that they have here in the country, Pastor Bailey?
If you're talking about the internment camps, like I said, I have read the blueprint for several of them. It says on the blueprint, of location to house American citizens. There's many documents that verify that Homeland Security is getting ready very soon to have riots. So in these, there's got to be certain reasons why Homeland Security expects a lot of riots. And I think that for there to be a lot of riots, number one, there's got to be a food shortage. Number two, I think if they try to go into people's homes and confiscate their guns, then I think that there will be riots. And number three, there would have to be some type of terrorist attack. So I think that these internment camps are bad. I've been to them. And Homeland Security is trying to increase the number all of the time. But one place where I spoke, I told them about these internment camps from Homeland Security. It used to be FEMA camps. And the city council, one of the secretaries for the city council was in the group. And Homeland Security had just made a petition to buy property on the edge of the city for one of these camps. And so I told her about it. So she got 300 people to attend the city council, and the city council voted against allowing Homeland Security to buy that land.
Okay, Dave, do you have any other thoughts or comments before we let you go?
Yes, Dr. Bailey, I was wondering how Homeland Security plans to, how can they cover so many bases, cities, well, starting with big cities, certain states, certain areas? How are they going to accomplish such a big feat?
That's a good question, and I thought of that myself. Actually, as far as taking away guns, Senator Obama voted against every bill allowing private ownership of guns. He actually supports the United Nations treaty to get rid of guns. If you remember, after Hurricane Katrina, the first thing the military did was to send the National Guard into every home, and they confiscated the guns. I just watched this week a video of National Guards going into wealthy homes that were not in any danger of floodwaters or anything, and they arrested law-abiding citizens simply because they had a gun to protect their house.
What was so interesting, apparently they had gotten the list of the guns from the gun stores, and the gun stores had kept the list, certainly, of the guns that they had sold, and so they knew who had the guns, and they simply told them, you have the guns, and we want them, and we have the authority, and they had declared martial law, and under the martial law contingents, they were able to simply force the people to give them up. And then, of course, the people had no means of defending themselves. In fact, we discussed this earlier, and basically, eventually their guns were returned, but they were all rusted, and many of them were totally useless after having been mistreated by the people who confiscated them. So they got them back. They were useless. Anything else, Dave?
Well, what states might they start in first, or can they cover all the states at once?
We don't know, Dave. Nobody knows. Everything is certainly up in the air at the present time. We're just going to have to watch it unfold and hope we'll be here to keep you posted as to what's taking place. But pray basically for the American people, and pray that they not be able to accomplish this, because believe me, there is a spiritual battle behind everything. And unless you recognize the spiritual forces, very little of this makes sense. Okay, Dave?
Amen. Yes, thank you, Dr.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Pastor Bailey.
Yes, I think that they are going to try to take away our guns. For the New World Order to take over the United States, to be a part of a one-world government, they have to take away the guns of American citizens. And they would have to find some way to get around the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They have many ways of doing this, and I think that they're going to come up with some trumped-up way of a reason to get rid of guns. But let me talk about further ways that New World Order groups try to assassinate people. During a congressional hearing, a CIA whistleblower testified that the CIA has a pistol that fires a dart with a chemical in it, a special chemical, that is fired at a subject, and it gives the person a heart attack. When they remove the dart, and it appears that the person died of a heart attack during an autopsy, and it's undetectable. But another way that the Illuminati has people killed is what is called a psychobomb. That's the technical term. This is when a person is programmed to be an assassin to kill a specific individual. I believe an example of a psychobomb is James Holmes, who murdered those people in the theater in Aurora, Colorado, not far from the CIA headquarters that was moved there from Virginia.
Well, I think it's very interesting. Certainly, there was something very strange about that story, and when this young man appeared in court, he was just totally confused. He didn't seem to remember anything that had happened. We really don't know, and you may very well be right, Pastor Bailey.
Yes, that his behavior is actually typical for someone who has what is called delta programming. Now, I've personally counseled people that have been programmed to be assassins. So, you know, I'm familiar with this. In fact, about 10 years ago, the Illuminati actually sent a trained assassin to come to my office and kill me. The night before, God told me, and so I said, God, what should I pray? He said, pray that they would forget their guns. So I laughed, and I said, Lord, okay, if someone's going to kill me tomorrow, I pray they forget their guns. I went to sleep, forgot all about it the next day. About 10:15, a well-dressed woman came to the door of the church and came in my office, to make a long story short. Suddenly, she reached in her coat to grab a gun, and she pulled out her hand, and she says, I cannot believe it. I forgot my gun. And I started laughing, and I guess that wasn't the smartest thing to do, but I just started laughing. She got mad and said, what are you laughing about? So I told her what God had told me to pray about. And then she said, let me admit, I am a transgenerational Satanist that has been programmed from birth to be an assassin. And she told me the exact details of how she kills people with a gun, and what type of gun. I would have no way of knowing this. And since then, I found out from the military that this is correct. And I...
Well, I'm glad that the Lord looks after you, and I think increasingly we're going to have to rely on the Lord, because basically they have the power, they have the weapons, they have the assassins, and they have no soul. But of course, we have something far more powerful than all their weapons, and that is the Lord. And hopefully he'll look after us, and certainly he looked after you. Go right ahead.
Yes. So, to make a long story short, I told her how to get saved, and she said, you're the most unique person I've ever met, and I'll think about it. She left.
And they never sent another assassin back, huh?
And they haven't, praise God. She turned around and she was going out the door. She said, I won't be back. And I said, well, praise the Lord for that.
Well, we, fortunately, we have some of the most powerful force in the world, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ, who's looking after those who are faithful. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Pastor Preston Bailey. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap it up right here. And you hang on there, Preston. We'll be right back. Well, we've got Joe calling from Spokane. Joe, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Not necessarily for your guest, but I just heard you guys talking about the shooting in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay,
and I didn't know.
Go ahead.
I didn't know if you guys were familiar with the link between that and Sandy Hook. I heard that in the newest Batman movie that Sandy Hook Elementary is actually in that movie.
I've heard that. I've heard the same thing, and basically we've checked it out, and I think it's true.
And I don't know if other people have heard about on YouTube. You can look up Sandy Hook Shooting Fully Exposed, and it shows how the kid's gun was left in his trunk, and that there's no way that he shot all those kids, and... Have you seen that Sandy Hook on?
Yes, basically, I've seen the ABC. In fact, we tell people to go up on the internet and if they're going to go to Google, they Google in YouTube, ABC, CBS, NBC. No rifle at Sandy Hook, or no assault rifle Sandy Hook, and you'll actually see this as people from ABC, CBS, and NBC all saying there was no rifle used; it was actually in the car. It's the most amazing video. If you haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, and I didn't know if you could share that with other people. You should really look on YouTube at the Sandy Hook Shooting Fully Exposed. It shows not only that, but it shows the coroner talking about it, and he's laughing. It shows one of the girls who supposedly went to that school didn't even actually go there, and the same girl that the guy who's on the he's in there on the news laughing before he goes on camera, and then they're like, no, you're on, and he gets all serious. He's like, I'm really sad that my daughter died in this, and it shows that she didn't die, and she went to the White House with him like 3 days later, and that girl's wearing the same dress in both pictures.
It's so hard to know, you know, how much we can believe, but I think that we've not gotten the truth about what happened to Sandy Hook, and I share your concern.
Or with anything, it just was funny. I mean, it was just strange. It wasn't funny, but it was a strange coincidence how that happened, and they're trying to push the gun control.
It's all about gun control. Thanks so much, Joe. We're just about out of time. Preston, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Let me say in closing that the most advanced way that they use to have people killed now is what's called psychotronic warfare. They just have the technology, and they can target a specific individual with electromagnetic waves. They target a specific part of the brain, and they can even program people remotely now through this technology.
We live in frightening times. Hang on there for just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening has been Pastor Preston Bailey. And certainly one more time, let's get your website out so people can get in touch with you.
Our website is spiritualwarfarecenter.com.
Spiritual Warfare, what's the next word?
Center, C-E-N-T-E-R.
SpiritualWarfareCenter.com, SpiritualWarfareCenter.com. Please keep in touch with us, Preston. Enjoy the program tonight very much.
A pleasure to be on.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there across America that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. But it is a spiritual battle, and this is our recurrent theme. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get a case of them. But if you can't get a case of them, at least lend the book out. Get other people to read it. Hopefully, of course, they will begin to understand the spiritual component of everything going on today. And basically, of course, there are powerful forces out there that are intent upon bringing about a world government. Some of the richest men in the world are suddenly subversive. And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. And in that, there's suddenly a book why David Rockefeller will tell about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro on a regular basis, how Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller, how David Rockefeller admits that he is part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and economic structure. He claims he's an internationalist, he's proud of it, and he agrees that this is exactly what's going on, and how they're raising living standards throughout the world, and they are raising living standards throughout the world. But of course, it's going to be eventually at the cost of lowering the living standards here, and instead of trying to raise living standards elsewhere and keep our living standards up, America is under attack today. The book Memoirs by David Rockefeller, my certainly book Brotherhood of Darkness, absolutely essential. If you have never read Barry Goldwater's book With No Apologies, a page from page 277 to the end of the chapter, you need to get it. It's available, used copies from Radio Liberty, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to get our 4-tape set on the threat of an EMP attack, or certainly our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, the book entitled A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, and of course that goes into the threat of an EMP attack, and then we carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they're destroying our atmosphere and poisoning us with aluminum and certainly bisulfides and other things, or I should say bromides and other things, you need to get the fourth CD set on geoengineering. You need to get the DVD on geoengineering. Certainly, Then, of course, we hope that you'll want to certainly get our talk on the world revolution. That is my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, where Ambassador Smith will tell you that he knew Fidel Castro was a communist. He was the American ambassador to Cuba when Fidel Castro took over, but he didn't win the revolution. We turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro knowing he was a communist. And as you'll hear Ambassador Smith saying, I knew he was a communist. The State Department knew he was a communist. The CIA knew he was a communist. The president knew Fidel Castro was a communist. And certainly, it's a fascinating insight into history that you'll never get elsewhere. Of course, you can read his book, We Don't Carry It. It's called The Fourth Floor. But you can hear the interview with Ambassador Smith by calling 1-800-544-8927. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that all the things that are going on today can only be understood by understanding that there is a supernatural world out there, and there are supernatural forces aligned against freedom. There is a battle between God and Satan being waged today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing it because most people don't know we're at war. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Wednesday, the 6th of February, 2013. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. And it is a crazy world. It is a shocking world. It seems the more we hear, the more it puts us out on the edge of being some kind of crazy person. How could you even say that? Because most people don't have the capacity to even believe that something like this can happen. Seriously, that's where a lot of the denial comes from in people, is that they've been told over and over again, because they watch all the halftime games on television and they're so patriotic, that this country could do no harm, would do no harm. And so the story of the drones killing Americans, anyone, anytime, any place, is beyond belief, unless you've studied it and seen the crack in the monolith over the